November the 27th, 2014, 8:22 PM, at home in Bradford. And boy, am I tired. Getting up, having to get up half an hour earlier every day is definitely taking a toll on me. I miss my bike. And it's a shame I can't afford a new one. What with Christmas coming up. But I know a way to put myself in a festive mood. Mince pie review! And I've got two of the beauties today. My Morrison's has a bakery in it. Not the Morrison's bakery, an external one. Coupland's Bakery. And I decided to take them up on their two mince pie offerings. Coupland's do a regular mince pie for 50p, and they do a brandy butter mince pie for 65p. So I bought myself one of each, and I'm going to give them a go. I must admit though, I've tried one of the regular mince pies before, because I've got a little tradition. Every year, I always buy my first mince pie of the year from Coupland's as soon as I see them in the shop. And I spotted regular mince pies on sale early September, so I bought one then and ate it, but it's been long enough that I've forgotten. So let's go for the normal first, and then we'll try the deluxe on. You can see photos of them in my picture, but I will describe them. The normal one is a normal mince pie. The one they've given me is a bit misshapen, actually, which I'm not too impressed with. Both of them, the mince is oozing out. The minced fruit is oozing out of them. And they've both got a reasonable dusting of icing sugar on. The brandy butter one has become a bit worse for wear in transit, shall we say. Like anything that's kind of buttery and creamy. Whenever you stick it in a bag and carry it home, it always gets smushed and loses a bit of its lustre, doesn't it? But it's got a nice little star in it, so suitably festive. I can't wait to try that one. But first the normal. Here we go. So taking it out of the tin. The tin is way too small for the actual pie. It's almost like it overflows out the tin, but that's actually quite nice, actually, because you feel like you're getting a generous amount of mince pie for your money. Right, I'm going to bite into the bit that has the most icing sugar, and let's see, I'm going to take quite a big bite, so be prepared for a few seconds of munching. I would pause it and spare you all that, but I think that's half the fun. So here we go. Ooh. Well, that's two surprises. Right. One, quite crunchy. Quite crunchy. The pastry is absolutely delicious. Really nice. Even better than Morrison's. Could be a little moister. I'm glad that I got a fresh one, not one of the packaged ones. But it's nice, it's certainly sweet enough. Well, actually, what surprises me is how little mince there is in it. There's only a tiny little sliver of the minced fruit inside. When you look at the picture, it seems to be oozing out of it, but inside there's actually very little minced fruit. Let me have another bite. Maybe it's like the donuts you get in supermarkets and the middle's got loads in. You know, there's like one big well of jam and the rest there's nothing. Let's see if it's like that. I'll just try biting another bit. Oh yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, the bit I've bit into now has a bit more fruit in it. Oh, and the fruit's nice too. A bit of crunch as well from the raisins. Oh yeah, that is a very good mince pie. Very impressed with that. Very impressed with that. That's an 8 or a 9. It's much better. I wouldn't say much better, actually, but it's better than the Kipling. Right then, Now for the beast. Now for the brandy butter. I haven't finished my first one, but I will later. But I want to move straight on to this. Now this is a tricky one to eat, because do I bite into the star or the buttercream? Or I'll go for the side. I'll bite into a half and half. And I'm going to bite into the side that seems to have the most minced fruit hanging out of it. So here we go. This is the deluxe model. Oh my word. That is lovely. That is amazing. The cream is not super strong in taste, but it's there. It gives it an extra texture. And the star on the top is made of nice firm pastry. That is absolutely, it's almost like a short crust pastry actually, the star. I think it probably is actually. Baking expert, I am not. I just know what tastes good. And this mince pie tastes phenomenally good. This is the best one I've had so far. Definitely. Oh my word. Crumb factor on both mince pies is, there's crumbs, but minimal. I won't give them to a child. But a well-behaved adult could manage one of them without ruining your house. So yeah, definitely. If you shop at Coupland's Bakery, don't bother getting the three normal mince pies for £1.50. Get the two brandy butter ones for £1.20. Because they are much better. That's my best pie yet. For sure. Absolutely lovely. That's my mince pie of choice now. It's a shame Coupland's isn't open on for Christmas, isn't it? They only stay fresh for 2 days. So I won't be scoffing that on Christmas Day. So my dilemma for mince pies for Christmas Day does continue. And do you know what? I've noticed everyone else who's trying to get in on the mince pie tasting game. There seems to be a mince pie off. Everyone's looking for the most expensive, fanciest mince pie they can. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go and search for the cheapest, nastiest, guffest mince pie I can find. I'm going to try and go to, I'm not going to Asda or Tesco tomorrow because it'll be hell on earth. Black Friday, innit? But I'm going to go to Tesco, Asda, Lidl, Aldi, and BM Bargains, Pound Shops, wherever. And I'm going to find the cheapest mince pies I can. If anyone knows where you can get dirt cheap mince pies, please let me know. And I'm going to give them a tasting. Because I feel like I've tasted something very good. So now it's time to cleanse the palate. Alright, I did have stuff I wanted to say, but it's all kind of negative. Not that life's bad at the moment. I'm just very, very tired. So I'm going to leave that out, finish the dishwasher, and then get myself to bed. That's the best thing for me. Good night, audio boo.